This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, the email address, instructor at USA Prepares, is up and running. And if you have some suggestions as how we can find a benefactor who will help us build the school, and I'm just talking about a couple cabins, maybe five cabins, four cabins, an outdoor area where we can meet, and a building. And I'm not talking about a great building. I'm just talking about a steel-sided building where we can have classes for about 200 people, you know, on weekends throughout the year. And right here at the farm. There's a section of the farm that is conducive for this. Show and tell. You can see how a solar system is built, how it works. You can see paddocks. You can see the animals. You can see calves, cows. You can see an orchard. You can see how grass is raised. You can see fencing, different types of fencing. Barbed wire, electric fencing, high tensile fencing, fencing techniques, woods. You can see it all right here, and we can learn all the things that we teach. Auto mechanics, plumbing, wiring. It's all right here. And it sure would be nice if we had a benefactor to help us. You know, someone who has hundreds of millions of dollars and, you know, wouldn't mind just coffee money, sending it our way to actually put it to use. I'm not talking about helping the Fennelli family. I'm just talking about building a little bit of infrastructure already on the land that's already here for the sole purpose of educating people, for training people, so that we don't have to rent a facility like the Civic Center or the city county government expo centers, where the money goes to them, where they tell us what we can and can't say and shut off the air conditioning and the Wi-Fi and the rest of it, where we control all of that for the benefit of our education, the education of those who are interested in the message of survival and preparedness. So the email address, if you know someone who is of those types of means, or if you are, and you'd like to help us, instructor at usapreparers.com, instructor at usapreparers.com. But no one has stepped up. No one has offered to help us outside of our faculty. Now, our faculty has, but they already volunteer. How about if someone else pitched in? Unless maybe this message is not worth hearing. You know, Rich talked about the birds. 35 million birds were killed in the United States this year because of bird flu. 16 million in France. The officials, this is in U.S. News, usnews.com. That's mainstream. They're admitting this. There are advocates in the United States who are saying chickens should no longer be able to walk around in the sun. They need to be locked down. And if one bird gets the bird flu in a chicken house, and I'm talking about a chicken house of 5, 10, 15, 20,000 birds, if one gets the bird flu, they kill them all. That's why eggs are at 3X. That's why chicken prices are up. This is really serious. We have factory farms now. What we really need to do is have local farms, which is what the Fennelli family does. We have a local farm. And we raise our own chickens. And we can teach you how to do it too. It's easy. Here, Rich has them. Gwyneth has them. A bunch of our instructors have them. Kyle, Sharon. It's easy. All you have to do is do it. And you'll know where your eggs and your chicken meat come from. And you'll know what they eat. Do you really want to be dependent on the system? Rich isn't even dependent on the system for electricity. He depends on himself for his own electricity, and so does Gwyneth, and so do I. I'm still connected to the grid, though, because I'm using the grid as our battery, to save our battery bank. If you've paid attention to what's happened to electricity, you're going to see that there's going to be an electric bill shock coming your way within a year. So those of you who have electric cars, you're going to find out that it's going to cost more to fill up your battery in your electric car, a lot more. It could go up. Well, the average cost is somewhere around 12, 13 cents per kilowatt. We're looking at 15 cents across the board. It's already gone higher than that in other locations, you know, in many states, like Illinois. Rich, I think there's no good news. I can't think of a single thing that we can say that's good news. The prices of everything quality are going up.
That's why we're trying to get them to think outside the box, think for themselves, to be self-sufficient. But it's amazing how many people, even though we're in mass wake-up mode, there's still a lot of people who think that who won't admit, because they're afraid to admit that they were wrong, or the cognitive dissonance to the Stockholm Syndrome, that the Democrat Party has been hijacked. And along with the Rhino Republicans. Look, there's a large amount of people in Washington that's been bought and paid for and blackmailed. And this is why we need to start thinking for themselves. Let me go into more corruption news here, Vince, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to have to start shortcutting my shortcuts here because of time, folks. Joe Biden failed to report millions in income on government transparency reports. Where did the money come from? If this was any of us, we'd be in the who's gal right now. Biden announces another $33 billion in economic assistance to Ukraine while the U.S. economy crumbles and inflation hits a 40-year high. GDP declines. Gas prices are going up. Foreclosures, home prices are starting to go down, crime from murder, rape, and mayhem in the blue Democrat stronghold areas are through the roof. And I just want to remind everybody, at the White House correspondence dinner that just occurred, Joe Biden was laughing when a comedian pointed out to him how inflation is going through the roof. That's what they do. That's how corrupt they are. So if you want to count on these people having you survive when we've given so much information on how they're trying to kill you, and I'm going to try to get into healthcare if I have time here, folks, so I'm going to speed it up here. As the war in Ukraine rages, the World Health Organization is quietly scheming to strip the U.S. and 193 other countries of their national sovereignty. We've talked about this. They are trying to eliminate the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and the United States of America under the guise of, oh, our health. I'm not kidding you, folks. It's happening right now. Media claims fighter pilot known as the Ghost of Kiev has died, but the entire story was based on old photos and computer games. Folks, you have to read and research. Almost everything that comes out of the Ukraine-Russia war, or whatever you want to call it, is fake. It's phony. It's propaganda, false flags, lies, gaslighting, hoaxes, all of it. Next, NATO is gearing up for a counterattack against Russia forces in July or August. Who's in NATO? We're in NATO. Folks, when people are desperate and they can't control the narrative because people are waking up, they accelerate their plan. They accelerate it into World War III. I want you to think about this. Okay, I have so much information. Next, John Durham. Lying Adam Schiff was involved in the Russia collusion sham way back in 2016. He has the receipts. Do you remember Adam Schiff read a fake transcript to the world? Do you remember that? There's no accountability. We have a different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in. That's it. And we've given thousands and thousands and thousands of information and proof on this. Next, Hunter Biden's closest business partner made 8 additional White House visits in 2016, at least 27 times total right now. If this was any one of us, we'd be in handcuffs and be in solitary confinement. Next, Joe Big Guy Biden paid legal bills for Hunter's slimy deals with Communist China, $5.2 million in unexplained funds. Look, folks, we're not making this stuff up. We purposely choose published articles in the public domain, and we vet it for credibility to the best of our ability. We do this for a reason. Next. Durham's latest, he has hundreds of emails between Fusion GPS and reporters, including efforts to frame Carter Page. You would think that there would be arrests with Obama, Hillary Clinton, the 51 intelligence agency, the top officials who signed off and said it was Russian disinformation regarding Hunter's laptop. Everything is BS, folks. It's all a scam. We are now the United Scam of America. Okay? Next, veteran and triple amputee Brian Kolfage built 4 miles of border wall with $25 million in donation, but Mayorkas spent $72 million to shut down the border wall construction. I want you to wrap your head around that. Next. Homeland Security Mayorkas says DHS prepared to facilitate import of up to 500,000 illegal aliens per month. For those of you who are living paycheck to paycheck, the bottom 64%, heck, the bottom 93%, forget about getting food, forget about getting jobs. If we are going to be invaded, and mostly military-age men. They say they're children, but I read an article many times. It's mostly military-age men. What does that tell you? Next, the World Health Organization plans to strip 194 nations of the U.S. sovereignty as early as May 22nd. That's in a few weeks, folks. Wake up. Next, new January 6th body cam video shows D.C. police officer assaulting unconscious protester. How many times have we read this? How many times have we seen video of the police opening up the doors for the people to come in, patting them on the back, having discussions with them? It's all a scam, folks. All of it. Next, Toronto Zoo absurdly claims its animals are voluntarily, getting injected with COVID-19 vaccines. You can't even make up this stupidity. Couple of stupid articles here. World Bank wants to end car sales to combat climate change. Next stupid article. Time magazine correspondent labels freedom of speech a white male obsession. So if you're getting raped, you can't say no, 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 help, 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 it's illegal, don't do this. Think about this. How stupid and desperate these people are and how stupid they think you are. Klobuchar says midterms are about abortion and the woman's rights. And I hear the music coming in for the break. I'm going to comment on that for about 2-3 minutes before I move on to the corrupt theme of the day. Vince, any last comments before this break?
No, you're doing great. And if your blood's not boiling, class, there's something wrong with you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're providing land for the school. And if you have any suggestions on how we can fund a few cabins in a building that'll hold just a couple hundred people at a time. Nothing fancy. Just a steel building and with some lights and some tables and chairs and some maybe a wood stove. Something very simple, functional. Please send me an email. Instructor@USAPrepares.com, instructor@USAPrepares.com, and I'll be delighted to read it. And if appropriate, I'll certainly read it on in class. I'll read your email in class. So instructor, instructor@USAPrepares.com. Rich, I can't believe it. Not one person has stepped up outside of our faculty to offer suggestions and tell us, you know, what they think we should do in order to have an in-person school. I can't believe it.
Well, Vince, look, we've talked about this. I talked about it in the book. I've talked about self-sufficiency preparedness schools for 11 years on national radio. And the powers that be, we all have to remember, 93% of the American people are broke. Margin calls are about to occur. The little guy, the bottom 93%, are going to see inflation, deflation, and stagflation at the same time, okay? No one knows where this country is going. No one knows where commerce is going. No one knows what's going to be money. No one knows what's going to be value, especially with the delegitimization of work over all these years. So people are scared. They don't know what to do. And the powers that be who have the money, they want depopulation. They want a consolidation of power, money, control. They care that power, money, control is an addiction to these people. They want to make sure that they can control every aspect of everybody's life, okay? And they want depopulation. So they don't want skill sets. They don't want smarts. They don't want self-sufficiency. They don't want you to learn. They don't want you to communicate properly. They want you distracted with breads and circuses, dumbed down, and divide and conquer. And that's exactly where I'm going with this article about Klobuchar, where she says midterms are about abortion. Midterms are not about abortion. They're just trying to create a talking point and divide and conquer strategies. First of all, when something comes out, an alleged, a draft, an apparent leak, we need to wait and see. The powers that be control most people through designed emotional control. Once you get emotional, you have lost. The elite psyops own you. Okay? We have to, secondly, this is the federal government. The states, as per our Constitution, has more power. Each state is going to have a different ruling on abortion. And you have to look at, some people think, oh, it's about my hyphen, my pronoun, or my gender. No, it is not. I mean, it's about destruction of females. We've gone over all this. We have mediocre males competing against females and breaking records in pretty much all sports or any sports that they want to join. We have females being raped in prison by males who identify as females. In fact, rapes nationwide, even worldwide, is going through the roof. These people aren't doing you any favors. Females have been groomed for decades to play the victim group status card while demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectation for a job. That delegitimizes work. It's all part of the group identity politics scam. Another thing is purposeful destruction of families with this vaccine making females sterile. We've gone through all the articles of the stillbirths and mothers who have been vaxxed, feeding their child with breast milk and the baby getting sick or dying. We've given so much information about your babies being killed with late-term abortion and their organs and blood being sold on the black market. This is all real stuff. Why do you think Planned Parenthood sued the people who videotaped all this? We've given all these articles. There's a reason why we give these articles. How about the normalization or legalization of pedophilia? And who are they? Mostly young girls. Rape is through the roof. This isn't consent. How about an increased divorce rate, kicking fathers out of the home, marriage rate being the lowest it's ever been? How about all these celebrities like Cuomo, who supposedly consensually harassing females all day long? There's no consent. It's not equality, fairness,
tolerance. In 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Roe versus Wade could be changing in the United States. An illegally leaked draft by the Supreme Court on another abortion case in Mississippi was revealed by Politico. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on Tuesday.
And uproot decades of precedent affirming a woman's right to an abortion. If this report is accurate, the Supreme Court is poised to inflict the greatest restriction of rights in the past 50 years, not just on women, but on all Americans. Under this decision, our children will have less rights than their parents.
First Lady Jill Biden will travel to NATO countries Romania and Slovakia this week to show support for displaced Ukrainian families forced to flee Russia's invasion. Biden wraps her trip up on Monday, May 9th. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hundreds of households in the historic New Mexico city of Las Vegas were told to evacuate on Monday as fierce winds and drought pushed the largest active wildfire in the United States closer to town. The blazes burned more than 121,000 acres, tearing through centuries-old settlements and vacation homes about 30 miles northeast of Santa Fe. Governor Kristi Noem, the Republican from South Dakota, was on Fox News explaining what Republicans need to focus on going into the midterm elections in November.
You know, Republicans and conservatives need to focus on where we're going. What's our vision for the future? We all know that Joe Biden's a terrible president. We all know that he's wrecking this country and that we're against 99.9% of what he's doing to destroy our freedoms. But we need to talk about what we stand for as well and what we embrace, how special of a gift this country is and how we want to protect that for the next generation. So that's one thing that I hope we will focus on is the optimism that we all need to really draw people to us and the message to give them the ability to vote for us to lead. We should be running on the Constitution. We should be running on a limited government, remembering that the power is with the people, and then informing folks on really what that means, that means that we don't make decisions for them that the government shouldn't be making, that we're going to empower them with information and facts.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day. God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, you did mention cars. I just wanted to say this, that we have a late model Chrysler product in the shop, and it needs a new heater hose. Heater hoses used to be about 25 cents a foot back when I was behind the counter in the 1970s selling auto parts. Maybe the real expensive stuff might have been 75 cents a foot. The price for our cost, our shop cost for the heater hose for this Chrysler is $100. And it's in stock. You can go to the big box stores and get it in stock. Why? Because they fail so often. They can't take the temperature. The plastic parts break. $100 for parts for a heater hose. I kid you not. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. All by design. Okay, folks, I'm going to start going a little faster here because we have less than half an hour. Grand jury, and let me put an exclamation point on what I just said about Klobuchar saying that midterms are about abortion. It's not. It's never been about equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, and inclusiveness. These are all politically correct buzzwords hijacked by definition to use for divide and conquer strategies, okay? It's all propaganda. If you think that you've been duped, you've been played, you've been conned, you've been used, it's about consolidating power, money, and control. It's about the vote. It's about designing divide and conquer strategies, one group against another, and demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations. These elite are calling you useful idiots. They're degrading you. They're disrespecting you. They're insulting your work ethic, your ability, your intelligence, and forcing you to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. While we're giving them free lunch. Think about this, folks. People are losing ground. The people are losing freedoms and liberty and money and wealth and prosperity and the ability to live. The word dreams and goals, they don't want those words in your vocabulary. Okay, I'm going to move quick here. Grand jury witch hunt investigating President Trump will end next week without indictments. I want you to think about all the money they waste to go after Republicans, to go after conservatives, to go after people who believe in freedom, liberty, and truth and the rule of law. Next, Obama appointed judge won't allow Hillary Clinton's tweet claiming Trump colluded with Russia Alpha Bank to be admitted as evidence. I want you to think about this. All this propaganda to say, oh, Russia, 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 all against Trump, all turned out to be paid for by Hillary and the DNC, and these people are still running free. That's how corrupt and what a scam this country now is. Next, Antifa militants crash Oregon Republican governor event and lob explosives at the crowd, and the FBI does nothing. Next, Liz Cheney's January 6th committee is now holding on to evidence that the FBI was running operatives during the January 6th protests. Everybody knows this because there's been thousands of articles on this. Next, corporate media already calling for Congress to pass laws to prevent free speech. First of all, corporate media is not we the people. We the people already wrote a law. It's called the First Amendment. My God, the stupid and corrupt just comes to mind. I just can't. Pardon me. Next, the FBI may have conducted as many as 3.4 million searches on Americans' electronic data without a warrant just last year alone. I'm going to run into healthcare, and you got to listen up, folks. Important information on how all this was planned. Next, stunning video by Canadian doctor shows how Pfizer committed massive fraud during COVID-19 vaccine trials. All published articles in the public domain, is my disclaimer. Next, medical journals now censoring all science that documents vaccine adverse reactions. Are you hearing this? We could talk about this for an hour. Listen up, people. Call to action. Next, Bill Gates now wants to create a police force for pandemics. This is called totalitarian, authoritarian, Nazi, fascist, dictatorship type behaviors. This is Stalin, Lenin, Nazi type stuff that you're seeing occur here. Next, Dr. Burke says, remember Dr. Burke, she was like the comrade for Fauci. Says U.S. must prepare for summer COVID virus surge just prior to the 2020 election. They're going to prepare with false flags or drop some, who knows what type of infection they're going to drop on us. But here we go. Next, New York City raises COVID alert level to medium during rising China virus cases. Are you hearing this? Do you remember what I'm trying to think? Was it the new mayor of New York who said the only people who could get exempt from the vaccine are athletes and performers or actors or something like that? Why do you think that's the case, folks? Why would they say something like that? Because these are the people in the public eye. They don't want them dropping dead on the field like what's happening to athletes all around the world. That's why there's certain exemptions for a reason. Next. Here's some good news. Mississippi officially bans COVID-19 vaccine mandates and passports. Every state and district should do the same thing that Mississippi just did. Ban all COVID-19 vaccine vaccine mandates and passports. It's illegal. It's against the Nuremberg Code. It's against HIPAA regulations. It's against the Hippocratic Oath. This is against the Geneva Convention. Everything you can think of, it's against. Next, Dr. Li Mengyang. This is a hero who escaped China. Says China has released the COVID-19 virus intentionally. This is not an accident. Unquote. This is all planned. Next, CDC quietly published new rules for quarantine and isolation on the last day of Obama's presidency. This was planned, people. Planned. Designed to take away your freedoms, your right to consolidate power, money, and control. Next, U.S. food famine was simulated in 2015. The premeditated plan to starve Americans. Go to redvoicemedia.com and listen to the Stu Peters Show. It was planned. Planned. Have I said that enough? Next. Australia recorded 1,700% increase in COVID-19 deaths as vaccine was rolled out, as soon as the vaccine was rolled out. Next, triple injected, 500% more likely to catch COVID compared to the unvaccinated, you think? Next, Pfizer CEO wants Americans to be forced to take an annual COVID-19 vaccine for greater compliance. My God, these people should be arrested. We need a Nuremberg 2 yesterday. Is there anybody who has guts left in this country? Have we forgotten about the million-plus combat soldiers who died for our freedoms and liberty? What the hell? Government workers, step up. We need heroes. We need whistleblowers. Where the hell are you? Next, FDA issues warning as women abort healthy babies due to false positives on prenatal genital screening tests. The reason why I put that in there is remember all the false positives the PCR test did? That's what basically was the catalyst for all this. Fake PCR tests. Even the powers that be admitted these tests have no credibility, no authenticity. They're fake. Next. Students rise in unvaccinated children with liver damage. Sudden rise of unvaccinated children with liver damage were breastfed by fully vaccinated mothers. This should be murder, people. Murder. Next, many people fully vaccinated for COVID are now going blind. Blind. Are you hearing this? Next. Vax poisoning world's children with new form of hepatitis. Next, COVID vaccines are causing severe autoimmune hepatitis in children. And if you listen to other people like Dr. Jane Ruby, a lot of these children are needing liver transplants. This is terrible. This is the worst news. Can you imagine the torture of these poor little innocent people? This is disgusting. Next, Pfizer announces Paxlovid is not effective at preventing COVID-19 infection. But Biden purchased 20 million doses with your money. And for the bottom 93% who are practically living paycheck to paycheck, who can't get a good job because now work has been delegitimized, we have no more manufacturing here, prices are going up, dollar value is going down, food is going to be impossible to buy unless it's, you know, GMO synthetic killing you. Next, Moderna seeks emergency use authorization for COVID vaccine for children under the age of 6. Have you listened for the last year and a half, people? These articles, I'm out of breath, I'm blue in the face. None of them have been made up by me or Vince. All published articles in the public domain talking about the fakeness of safety and effectiveness. It's unbelievable the cowardice of our people in charge who don't want to step up. And to the Supreme Court, look, I have nothing against it. If you want to do what you're doing, that's fine. But my gosh, these vaccinations should be not just illegal, the people who have distributed them should be in jail, indicted. Look at all the corruption that we have given on this program, not just today, but over years, and there's no accountability. You see why I always say it's we have a different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in. Either it's your victim group status or your protectionist group status. And that's what it boils down to. That's the vortex. But who discusses it? No one. It's all hot air because people only care about their own self-preservation and manufacturing of their perception of self-importance. That's called an American sellout. Look, when you hear the term rhinos, these are treasonous traitors. These are American sellouts. They have bowed down to blackmail and to being paid off. I'll be honest with you, folks. The independent slash truth slash new media is responsible for doing the jobs of hundreds of government and big corporation jobs. We're responsible for getting all the work done, for waking people up and giving truth. That's how sad the whole system is. Next, natural immunity lasts longer than the COVID vaccine. Another study. How many have we given to those? My God. Next, Fauci skipped the White House dinner the other night because he was citing the virus risk. But he joined the party maskless. And there's pictures of him. How many times have we talked about practice what you preach laws, about hypocrisies, about double standards? I mean, it could be a separate broadcast with all the information that we've given over the years. Next, whistleblower says CDC, FDA both altered COVID guidance and suppressed findings for political purposes. Employees feared suppression. Look, employees, we're either going to not have a country or a world, or you got to show some backbone. Get the yellow out of your spine, be a whistleblower, and do what needs to be done. Next, no one can be forced to be given the vaccine, says India's top court.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, if you're in the business of population reduction, wouldn't a great place to start be before birth? So that's what the shot is all about, and I believe there's a new term that might be starting to circulate as of this very second, and that would be CINO, C-I-N-O, Catholic in name only. I think that's what Jumpin' Joe is. I think he's a CINO, Catholic in name only, because Catholic teaching has been against abortion for a very long time. Unless it's changed recently, Catholics do not support abortion. And that comes right from the Vatican. Second thing is, Rich, you mentioned that not people don't have guts anymore. Well, is there anyone in the United States who has guts? Well, the answer is yes. We at USA Prepares, the faculty of USA Prepares has guts. And I believe a lot of our class has guts. But outside of that, I don't know. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. Look, folks, we've all been, you know, and speak. I know me and Vince, when we talk privately, I can't speak for the rest of the faculty, but I'm sure they're right behind us. We've all been discredited, delegitimized, demonetized, and I am so busy. Now, to President Trump and Don Jr., I don't even know if it's legitimate, but I never trust anything I get on Gmail, which is Google Mail. But I've been getting your invitations for Truth Social for many, many months. And look, I have to grow my own food. I have to harvest my own firewood. We live with a wood-cooked stove. I even still haul water. So outside of studying, which I do many hours per day for national broadcast, I don't have the time to do social media. And so I don't even know all these emails that I'm getting from you guys. I don't even know if it's real, okay? Don Jr., if you want to contact me, I'm sure you have the ability with your connections to get my home number. But I just don't, you know, we're just so busy trying to help our country and try to keep it alive that I don't have time for that stuff. That's how our life is. I mean, if I didn't have to sleep, Vince, I wouldn't, because I could keep busy 24/7 just trying to stay alive with this. And because this is the last very short segment, I'm going to mention one article. Obviously, like always, I'm never going to get to probably half of what I prepare, but that's okay. Clot shot vaccines create boom in blood clot removal industry. Look, everything that's happening is to enrich certain industries like big pharma, like the banks, okay, what we call the powers that be. Every behavior that they're doing, every loss of freedom and liberty, every elimination of self-sufficiency is making the little people pay more, and that's what they want, whether it be for depopulation or to have you crawling back to them on their knees saying, I'll take the clot shot, I'll live a much shorter life, I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll be surveilled, I'll be traced, I'll be surveyed, all this stuff. They do this so people are going to come back to them and say, okay, you win, and then you'll lose everything, including the will to live. And when we see drug use and suicides and obesity and everything that creates unitive measures of despair and creates a very poor life, that's what we're going to see more of. But if you were to become self-sufficient, think about nature, think about self-sufficiency, think about whether it be edible and medicinal plants, whether it be animals, whether it be raising animals, whether it be growing a garden, whether it be harvesting volts and amps with a solar array, whatever it is, you have to start thinking for yourself. As you know, for those of you who read the book or heard me on the air, you're not getting a job anymore based on merit. It's over. You're going to get it on your victim group status or your protectionist group status. And that is, of course, the Anderson Coopers, the Liz Cheneys, you know, the Cuomos, the Chrissy Wallaces, people who were born on third base, who are willing to sell out their country for their own personal benefit. That's the true protectionist status. And then the manufactured for divide and conquer strategies are the people who have been dubbed by the powers that be to have victim group status. And not only have they been dubbed, they've been coerced and brainwashed into demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. So now work has been delegitimized. I've done thousands of hours on this. And this is all, we have nothing left. Nothing left but frugality, nothing left but being self-sufficient and survival. Vince?
Yeah, there's no question about it. So, Rich, one more time. Class, if you have a suggestion for how we can fund some cabins for people to come on over to the farm for instruction for the 5-Minute University and USA Prepares, please send me an email, instructor@usaprepares.com, instructor@usaprepares.com. Rich, thanks so much for being with us.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with me.